Some people who lost their voice boxes to cancer have formed a choir. A new documentary profiles them, and Stephanie O'Neill reports.
Sound check. We're starting here, Oli.
1, 2, 1, 2.
In this scene of the new documentary, Can You Hear My Voice?, members of the Shout at Cancer Choir in the UK warm up before a sold-out concert at London's historic Tabernacle Theatre.
Andrew!
Hello, hello, hello.
All right.
There are no velvety voice crooners in this bunch. All have undergone laryngectomies or voice box removal to treat cancer. The procedure leaves them breathing through a surgically created hole in the front of the neck, and they require a voice prosthesis to speak.
In.
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Thank you.
The choir is a brainchild of Dr. Thomas Moores, an ear, nose, and throat specialist and lifelong singer. Moores is executive director of Shout at Cancer, a London-based support and rehab group for laryngectomy patients.
I remember quite well when I first suggested, let's form a choir. They responded with laughter and surprise and disbelief.
It just seemed ridiculous how you would expect a group of people with no voice boxes to stand up and sing in a choir.
That's Sarah Bowden-Evans. She's one of a handful of choir members who share their personal cancer journey with Pasadena filmmaker Bill Brummel, himself a laryngectomy patient. The Peabody Award-winning and Emmy-nominated documentarian lost his voice box in 2016.
I couldn't imagine how I would work after laryngectomy. I couldn't imagine walking around in public with a hole in my neck.
Liz Summers is a speech and language therapist for Shout at Cancer.
The voice is a really essential part of who we are and how we express ourselves. And there's an enormous sense of loss that can occur when somebody loses their natural voice or the voice they had before.
Speaking through the tiny implanted voice valve requires a lot more breath than normal speech. Singing builds lung strength. Performing builds connection and fulfillment among choir members like Andrew Beaumont.
I have found, instead of wondering whether my life would continue, I would think, well, why the hell shouldn't it continue?
Laverne Williams is a professional singer and Shout at Cancer volunteer. During performances, her voice helps smooth the choir's rough sound. During practices, she guides the group through breathing exercises like this one.
I just want you to press gently, taking some air in and letting it out. Take your breath in.
The film crescendos with the concert at the London Tabernacle Theatre. Dr. Moores gives the choir a last-minute pep talk as they walk on stage.
All right, everyone, just relax. We are prepared, right? We know what we're doing, and we're going to enjoy ourselves, yeah?
The evening features moving poetry written by choir members, a lighthearted kazoo number, as well as the group's renditions of popular songs like this one, made famous by Louis Armstrong.
I see trees of green.
Can You Hear My Voice? Won an audience award at the 2020 Nashville Film Festival. Its next showing is this month at the River Run International Film Festival in North Carolina. For NPR News, I'm Stephanie O'Neill.
You're listening to more.